This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand here tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let me decrease and the Spirit of the Lord in me with increase. Thank you for Lisa M. Tebow. Hallelujah, for touching and agreeing with me concerning this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, as we touch and agree based on the word of God, it says, when the two of us come in agreement, as touching everything here on earth, it will be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' precious and holy name. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, requests, but most of all, the salvation to go forth that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 12th chapter, verses 36 and 37. The book of Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 36 through 37. And the word reads, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we get ready to minister God's word tonight, we are grateful and thankful for everything that he has done thus far. We thank him because he woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. He allowed us to still be here in the land of the living. Oh, what a blessing it is to be alive in 2024. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about we are called to be accountable spiritually to God. We are called to be accountable to God spiritually and, hallelujah, in all areas of our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are accountable for every word that we speak, every area of life that we, God, have allowed us to represent him. As Jesus Christ representative, ambassador for Christ in 2024. Yes, believers of Christ, in this world that we are living in, we're in this world, but we're not of it. As a born-again believer of Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So people of God, all of our everyday decision matters to God and to those that we live with, either at home when we go to school, at work, and so forth in 2024. Yes, we as followers of Christ, we set the example of how believers represent or reflect Jesus Christ in good times as well as bad times. Yes, child of God, your attitude and your action speak much louder than your words. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date. As a believer in Christ, your attitude, your action speak much louder than your words. Yes, beloved, accountability means the quality of state of being accountable. Accountability is very important and essential in these days that we are living in. When we look in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the word says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Yes, we know that God is a God of the heart. He reads our heart. We must guard our heart even now in 2024, because out of the heart are the issues of life. Yes, people of God, because of our ability to deceive ourselves into believing lies, we must remain accountable, not only to God, but to others in the body of Christ. That's why it is so important that each and every one of us has a prayer partner, someone that we can be accountable to, someone that is mature in the Lord, someone that is a born-again believer of Christ, those that have went through and still going through trials and tribulations in their lives, those that have, that have stand the test of time with the Lord. Yes, God is faithful. He's faithful to his word, and he's faithful to himself. Even when we fall short, even when we are not faithful, God, yes, we serve a God that sits high, but look low. We serve a God that neither slumber nor sleep. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. Yes, beloved, accountability, it is a gift from God and is needed to help us stay on the right path and for us to live spiritually successful life in these troubled times that we are living in. Yes, my brother and sister in Christ, tonight we are talking about we as born-again believers, every human being on the face of this earth are accountable to God, whether saved or unsaved, whether in church, in the church body, or doing your own thing. Remember what Romans 14, verse 12 says, so that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God or herself to God. Yes, beloved, everyone is called to be accountable in one way or another. Yes, child of God, you are accountable for what you know. Hallelujah. It is a bad position to be in, of being knowledgeable of what God's word says and don't do it. See, the Bible says, not for us just to be hearers of the word, for us to be doers of the word, that we must study the word of God for ourselves. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rather divided the word of truth. We know the word of God, hallelujah, it stands. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever and ever. I'm reminded of what the word says in the book of Proverbs 27:17. It says, iron sharpened iron, so a man sharpened the countenance of his friend. Yes, beloved, responsibility comes with accountability. If you're not a responsible person, then your accountability is lacking. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this Christian journey that we're on, it is a journey that we must put our hands in God's hand. We must look onto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. We must be responsible for our own action, responsible to study God's word for ourselves, be responsible to pray, hallelujah, and have a time of devotion where we can talk to the Lord for ourselves, to get into our prayer closet and have a little talk with Jesus. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the because of the verse, that men ought always to and don't faint, to pray without ceasing, not always audibly, but to be conscious, hallelujah, have a mindset of prayer. We can pray wherever we are. We can pray, hallelujah, and look up, hallelujah, have a mindset to think eternal things while we're down here on planet Earth. That's why we got to look up. That's why we have to always have the mind of Christ. Because when we have the mind of Christ, we're going to think positively. We're going to think eternally. Because Jesus is our set example. Hallelujah. He would minister to the people, and then he was going to have that deserted place, get in God's presence and talk to him one-on-one. When we are feeling weak, let us come to the Lord the way we are, tore up from the flow up. Bible says, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord is our strength. We ask the Lord each and every day to prop us up in areas where we are weak, on every side. We need God's help. We need him in the morning, in noontime, even in the midnight hour. We need him. We need his strength. We need the anointing that breaks the yoke over our lives. When we talk about iron sharpening iron, so a man sharpening the countenance of his friend, it is so important to realize that we don't know it all, that we need, hallelujah, to sharpen each other's gift in the body of Christ, to be used by God. Each one of us has a gift and talent that God has given to us individually, and for us to use it collectively, that the church may go forward and grow for the kingdom of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have orders, instruction that we must keep on a daily basis, not just wait until Sunday morning, but all through the week. Hallelujah, we should be conscious to look on Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when it comes to stewardship, it is God-given responsibility with accountability. We all have been called a stewardship. Hallelujah. Question is, are you being a good steward of what God has entrusted you with? You see, God is the one who entrusts you with everything you have. We can't take the credit. Bible says, every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. Yes, God, he's a good God. Bible says, we have an enemy, the devil. He goes in the roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But we thank God for Jesus tonight. Bible says in John 10:10, the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, according to the B clause of the verse. Yes, believer in Christ, we are to be a vibrant community of people, the church, the body of believers who are alive with the Spirit of God, and we share the joy of that life with others. Yes, we have all been called to witness, to let people know that we can testify of how good God is. Yes, he is a good God. He is a wonderful God. He is a God that sits high, but look low. He's a God that has all power in his hand. You see, Jesus wants us, as followers of his, to experience God's presence, his healing, and his salvation. A free gift given by God, hallelujah, to man, that we may be saved, sanctified, drafted into the beloved family of God. It's all because of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. It's all because of him that took upon himself the sin of all mankind, nailed it to old rugged cross. It's all because of him. He was hung high and stretched wide. He died, placed in a borrowed tomb, and after 3 days, he rose up with high. He rose up with power from on high as well as down here on earth, all power being given to him. He is the one that made it possible for our sins to be covered and for us to be forgiven by the blood of Jesus that has been applied to our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to be accountable to God. We will stand before him one day and let him, and there will be questions that will be asked that only we individually can answer. Yes, beloved, in 2024, when we look around in this season that we are living in, there are many people, mainly those that call themselves Christians, that are getting away with drifting away from the truth, drifting away from the anointing of God that's upon our lives. And they are becoming spiritual lone rangers. God haven't called us just to isolate ourselves. He have called us to fellowship. There'll be a time of isolation when God wants to speak to you one-on-one. But after a while, he wants us to come back in fellowship with one another, because we need each other. We need each other's gift, talent, and we need to belong to the beloved family of God as a born-again believer in Christ. Yes, we have been called out from the darkness into the kingdom of light. Yes, people of God, accountability is a fundamental requirement to improve in all areas of our lives. Not only are we accountable to God, but we are accountable to each other as well in 2024. When we look at the Word of God in Hebrews 10, verse 23 through 25, it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he that is faithful, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in these troubled times, trying times that we are living in, it is so important to be determined to go to the house of God. It is so important to be determined. Hallelujah, that our mind is made up, our heart is fixed, that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. It is so important to live a life sanctified, holy, set apart for the Master's use. It is so important, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to read God's word, to meditate on the word of God, and let the word of God become part of our lifestyle each and every day of our lives. Yes, beloved, the word of God, it encourages us not to give up, but to meet together, hallelujah, as much as possible, so that we can encourage one another. Because God knows that when we hold each other accountable, we will not be tempted to not show up. We'll not be tempted to quit. Yes, there's no quitting in a child of God. No matter how high the water may rise, no matter how strong the winds may blow, we have to be determined, hallelujah, of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? It's not saying that we won't have troubled times, because trouble will show up. Bible says in Psalms 46:1, for our God, hallelujah, he's a present help in times of trouble. He'll come through in our behalf. All we have to do is stay wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. Well, I'm reminded in John 15, verse 5, and because of the verse says, for without me, you can't do nothing. This is Jesus speaking when he said he is the vine and we are the branches. We can't do nothing without him, because he's the one that set the example for us to follow. He's the one that started this Christian journey. He said when he was tempted of the devil in the wilderness, hallelujah, the devil approached him at his lowest point when he was hungry, and he came and made a proposition to Jesus, the Son of God, told him, turn these stones into bread. Jesus didn't hesitate. He just looked at him and he told him, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, after a while, the devil got away from him, and the angels came and ministered to Jesus, strengthened him in all areas of his life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, call on Jesus at the very beginning of 2024. When you get a little weak, call on him. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. You see, our spiritual growth in the Lord is dependent on how well we are held accountable. Yes, accountability is a must at this hour. See the power of accountability, because we are called to be accountable. It is an ingredient, a responsibility that we must take upon our lives each and every day to be accountable for what God's word is saying. Be accountable, knowing that one day we'll stand before the master, we'll stand before the one that made us, the one that created us on purpose, for a purpose. I'm talking about God Almighty, the God that has our best interests in mind from this day forward, in Jesus' name. Yes, people of God, every Christian, man or woman, need an accountable partner that they can link with, because the enemy, the devil, has his target on Christians, born-again believers in Christ. We know that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in higher places. But we are thankful and grateful that God is a good God. So child of God, knowing that the Christian life, know this, that the Christian life is a battlefield. Know this, that the Christian life is truly a battlefield, and it is not a playground for kids. No, we're in a battle, y'all, each and every day. But I realize that our enemy, the devil, and his imps are determined to cause destruction in our lives, to try to bring us back to where we once were. But we have to realize that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? We have to get to that place, put our total trust in the Lord. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. That's the type of God that we serve. All power is in his hands. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we can't be, while we're walking on this Christian journey, we can't be selfish, rather be selfless. We can't be trying to get all that we can get. We must share with others. Because if we have Christ-like qualities, characteristics in our lives, we must do what Jesus did. We must go the second mile, regardless of what people say or do. We must reach out to others that are less fortunate than we are in all areas of our lives, just to let them know there is a better way to live, to let them know that Jesus is alive and well, that he's not on no cross. He have died, and he rose, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for each and every one of us down here on earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God, a God that's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in 2024. Yes, he is good. He's good. I need thee. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need God each and every day of our lives. We need the Holy Spirit. We need Jesus. We need all three that agrees as one in our lives to be, hallelujah, to help us in 2024. Surely we have crossed over. We have, hallelujah, we have crossed over on the other side in a land, hallelujah, that's with, flowing with milk and honey. In a land that we, in a place that we haven't crossed before, we haven't been before, amen? But God is able and willing and ready to help us, hallelujah, to help us along the journey, amen? So in 2024, this is the year for more. This is the year to do more for the Lord. This is the year to be determined to go forward in the things of God. This is the year for total restoration to come forth in our lives. We just touch and agree with you, whatever you are believing God for, hallelujah, in accordance with his will for your life in the season that you are living in. Based on the word that says, if any two of us come to agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. Amen. God desires to bless you, but you must position yourself in order for the blessings to come to you. Amen. So one of the requirements as a born-again believer of Christ that we must do on a daily basis, and that is to make sure that we put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles or the schemes of the devil. We know the devil goes, again, as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. But we thank God for Jesus because he defeated him. We thank God for Jesus because he helped give us the example, hallelujah, that we must follow. We must, each and every day of our lives, pick up our cross, our own cross, hallelujah, and follow him on a daily basis. Dying to self as we go. And when I mean dying to self, I'm talking about I let the agenda of God be ever so present in our lives as first priority, to deny self and pick up, hallelujah, the instruction that was given to us. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. When we look at the, hallelujah, when we look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, the scripture says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. So believer in Christ, always remember that accountability is the springboard that allow us to grow in the right direction and to become involved in the greater good. I'm going to say it again for those that's listening. Believers in Christ, being accountable or having accountability is the springboard that allow us to grow in the right direction and to become involved in the greater good. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be weary in well-doing, because in due season, if you faint not, you shall receive the promises of God. And the promises of God in him are yea and amen. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So, beloved, Jesus held his followers accountable to their gifts, their talent, and level of understanding. He taught his disciples, and he gave them an instruction to follow, and he sent them out two by two. You see, sometimes individually we'll get weak, but when we touch and agree, hallelujah, there's power in the prayer of agreement. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, People of God, always remember this, that God does not waver in his standard and in accountability for us. We, as human beings, sometimes we say one thing, but our actions say something else. But when we are accountable to God, for God's standard is different from ours. So the Bible says, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, God is a good God. Yes, accountability, it encourages us as believers in Christ to become more involved in the good of others and in the growth of the kingdom. Yes, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Here we see Paul, the Apostle Paul, encouraging the Corinthians to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Yes, we know that in 2024, it is a year for more. We must stand for the Lord for righteousness' sake. Hallelujah. No matter who's with us or not, we know that God says in his word, he'll never forsake us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we must always remember, like the three Hebrew boys that was cast into the furnace, God is not taken by any surprise, but he promised that he'll be with us. So we must get to the place where it doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. God is still with us. Whatever we go through, he's right there with us, egging us on to keep going. You see, as long as God is moving, we must move with him. If God says stop, we must stop in order to obey it that is given. See, 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice and the hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, having accountability is essential as is ours. Being accountable to God and to others in the kingdom of God, it is something that we must do individually as well as collectively. You see, biblical accountability, it is about speaking. It is about speaking the truth of God's word in love in order to be set free and to help set others free indeed. Yes, child of God, the more you know about the things of God, the greater your level of the accountability. Say it again, child of God, believer of Christ, the more you know about the gospel, the good news, the greater your level of accountability to God. Yes, believer in Christ, accountability, it refers to an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility for one's action. Child of God, we must measure yourself according to Jesus Christ and not according to the influence of the world or to others. This is a result of your calling to accountability. We are called to be accountable to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. the one that has all power in his hand. So, beloved, do not allow accountability in your Christian life or in your church that you attempt to become a forgetting call. Just for a reminder, it says we are called to be accountable with God on each and every day of our lives. We are. We are what God says we are. We are the apple of his eyes. We are, have been drafted into the beloved family of God. We are God's mouthpiece, hands and feet. Are you willing to be accountable to him for the actions that you take? Yes, child of God, remember that accountability, it starts out a relationship. So as having a relationship with Christ, once you gave your life to him, having a relationship will bring accountability into your life. When we talk about falling short of what God requires from us, sometimes we let flesh get in the way. We blame the devil, but a lot of times we let our feelings dictate the moves that we make, and we find ourselves in trouble. Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 1, brethren, if a man be caught in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Yes, it's so important to extend grace and mercy upon others because God has extended it upon you. There's no respect of person when it comes to him. Yes, beloved, in order to restore one another, it requires us to recognize a recognition of sin. You see, all unrighteousness in the eyes of God are sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death. So people of God, whenever a person dependency on an activity which begin to control their lives, him and her life, they become broken, tore, and need to be restored by God Almighty, by God, because God is the only one that can forgive sin. He's the only one that has, hallelujah, that knows what's going on in your life. Also, beloved, in restoring one another, it will require gentleness and agape love in our lives. You see, as beloved, in restoring one another, it is so important to extend grace, mercy, and love in their lives. Bible says that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, as disciples of Christ, we are called to hold each other accountable in love, in the love of the Lord. James 4, verse 17 says, therefore to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. That's why the word of God says that in the end, we will have no excuse, because the word of God has been left here on planet Earth. Biblical instruction before leaving Earth is our Christian manual that we should follow, that we should follow each and every day. Yes, believer, in Christ, when you understand the impact that your thoughts, your words, and action can have on others, you then know the importance of staying true to the responsibility of being a godly person. So the question still remains in 2024, even tonight. Are you an accountable believer? Are you accountable to God? Are you a good steward of what God has entrusted you with? Yes, we are called to be accountable to God, because one day we'll stand before him and we will be asked on what he has entrusted us with. So, beloved, God is able to use your labor for him in order to accomplish his divine purpose on earth. Yes, people of God, everyone is called to be accountable in some ways or another, to be accountable, have an accountability is the kingdom way of life. Yes, we must follow after what the word says. Remember that responsibility always comes with accountability. Child of God, when we want excellence to show up in our lives, in order to be able to achieve it, we can't achieve it without accountability. Yes, believer in Christ, every divine assignment and gifts and calling that God gives you, you are responsible. You are responsible for them, and you will give an account for each and every one of them. God knows what you can bear, and he won't put on you more than what you can bear. So, beloved, God will hold every human being to be accountable in eternity for every thought, for every penny spent, for every deed and word spoken. In other words, those who are accountable to God are subject to his commandments and statutes and must, out of a necessity, obey his direction as instructed by the Holy Spirit. You must give an account of your stewardship to God, the one that made you, the one that knows all about you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one with all power in his hand. Yes, the Bible says in Luke 16, verse 2, and he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no more longer a steward. Beloved, the Christian life requires from us diligent stewardship on our part. Yes, child of God, what you have given, God expects you to use in 2024. He is the bread of life. He is God Almighty. Always remember that each one of us will be accountable to God in this life that we are living in and in the life to come. So, beloved, as a Christian, beloved, a Christian who is not actively engaged in the body life of the church are living in disobedience. Then we are reminded, 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and a hawk than the fed of rams. Yes, child of God, when it comes to being a faithful steward over what God has blessed you with. What God has blessed you with his blessings and resources. Yes, beloved, understanding the concept of faithful stewardship, it will allow us to recognize God's ownership and acknowledging that all that we have ultimately belongs to God and that we are caretakers of his blessings down here on planet Earth. So believer in Christ, always adapt a mindset of stewardship. Embrace accountability on your part on a daily basis. God loves you. We do too. According to his word, according to his will for our lives. Remember again what the word said in Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to be accountable to God in all areas of our lives. Because our everyday decision, it matters to God. It may not matter to us, but it matters to God and to those that we live with, whether at home, at school, at work, and so forth. So we as followers of Christ, we must set the example of how believers in 2024 should reflect Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one who sits high but look low. Yes, believer in Christ, because of everything the Lord has entrusted us with, it is a good thing to know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. It is a privilege to know that God has our best interests in mind in 2024. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to be accountable to God in all areas of our lives. From this day forward, from this night forward, in the name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that message this evening. We hope that you've gleaned some information that you can apply to your life. If so, please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424, Fridays and Tuesdays, Tuesdays and Fridays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. God bless you. Have a safe and warm, dry weekend. God loves you, and so do we. And we pray that we'll be back together on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, the number is 347-826-9424. God bless.